What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, great, majestic, powerful God we indeed do serve. Pastor Butler, as you know, I'm traveling today. Because I'm traveling today, I want to place the call unto you if you want to do it some and then send it to whoever you desire to send it to. But I want to place the call completely to you. I will be on this evening and I will close us out for this 30-day call. But I want Pastor Butler to go ahead and handle the call today. And Pastor Butler, you can do it and close it out. I will be on with you, but I will allow you to do the call. And as I said, I will close out with you. And I'm sorry, I want you to completely close it out. Then on this evening, I will be on, ready to intercede and pray before God takes us in to the new year so we can prepare for what God is about to do in your life, my life, our life. So, Pastor Butler, it's in your hands, and when you're done and however you decide to handle it, whenever you're done, at the end of it, you can close it out however you see fit. And then again, everybody, I'll be on here this evening. Now, listen, I need us to be motivated, pushed to pray. My God, I'm just so excited. You know, there's such a fervency and such a strength and tenacity you should have, especially you and Charlotte who heard that word on last night. When you think of everything that Jesus did for you and the confidence that you have to stand before the high priest, to stand before the God of glory and pray for whatever you need because of what Jesus did at Calvary, take advantage of it. Take advantage of it and use it so that we can change the world, the nation, the city, your job, your family. It's in your care. Pastor Butler, go for it.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Amen. We cover you on the wings of prayer as we know that you're traveling to Houston. We decree and declare great grace be your portion in Jesus' matchless name. Good morning, family. In the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, Son of the living God, I'm going to take us right on in. Amen. I want Sister Arthur to be prepared to pray for 5 minutes. And then I want Sister Purdy to be prepared to pray for 5 minutes. After I stop, I want it to be flipped over to Sister Arthur for 5 minutes and then Sister Purdy for 5 minutes. And we're going to close out. But let's go before him now. Amen. And give him thanks for the great things he's done. Listen, before we go in prayer, I want every one of us to remember, amen, the reason that we are on this call is not only because the Lord has drawn us and have placed us, amen, into this portal of glory, but it's because, amen, someone has been obedient. The Bible said he sought for a man to stand in the gap, make up the hedge for the land and for the people. Was a sad commentary then that he found none, but we can be grateful today that we can say that he found one for sure, and that is Prophet Brian Kahn Jr., and it's because of that. Let's not forget and get haughty and, amen, self-centered. Let's remember that God used him, and because of that, remember, I've always said, amen, the more you use, the greater you use, the bigger the target you become for the enemy. So we're not, amen, fretful. But I want us to always be remembered that there is a cost. Hallelujah. So we cover him. We protect him. And we become spiritual Abishai's. Amen. And cover around him in Jesus' mighty name. Let's come before God and give him glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for being in the land of the living. The dead does not praise you, nor does any that go down into silence. But while we yet have our being, we shall praise you. We exalt you. We bless you. Mighty, matchless wonder. You are the King, Lord, eternal, immortal, and invisible. Therefore, I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. This morning, we rise up to give thanks unto thee, O God, for the great things that you have done. For you have done great things where we're glad. God, we thank you this morning for being in the land of the living. Truly, for the dead does not praise thee, nor does any that go down into silence. So, Lord, we appreciate you. Hallelujah. And we celebrate you. We thank you, Lord, for being so mindful of us. Thank you for loving us with an everlasting love, and it's by your divine love and kindness you've drawn us. Thank you that, Father, when you saved us, Father, you didn't ask for our help. You did it all by yourself. You redeemed us with your own blood. You became the Lamb of God without help. Hallelujah. Bless God from any man, that no man can glory in your presence. Oh, God, we thank you that all we have to do now is just, Lord Jesus, receive you. For you said, as many as received him, to them gave you power to become the sons of God. We thank you for not only, Lord, loving us so much that you, Lord, came to save the world, Father, but we thank you that you have allowed us to accept you. Hallelujah. For no man can come to you except you've drawn us. But we thank you that when you've drawn us, Father, we chose you. You've given us the ability to choose you. And we thank you that we responded to that choice. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, thank you for being our Savior, our rock, our fortress, our God, and it's you in whom we trust. You are the keeper of our soul, the lifter of our head. You are Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our mainstay. You are our El Yon. You are our El Yon. You are the Most High God. You're Elohim. Glory to God forever. You're Eloh. Hallelujah. And we bless you, Theos. Glory. Hallelujah. You're the El Shaddai, the Almighty, the great Rophi and healing one from heaven. Hallelujah. You're the Adonai, Lord of Lords. And you are the eternal Logos, the Word. Libra Shod Manta. We bless you and lift you up. Great Jehovah, hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Tiskenu, Jehovah Rapha, and Jehovah Mekadesh, hallelujah, Yahweh, 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 hallelujah, Yahweh, glory, hallelujah, you are the Lord of the harvest, you are the Lord, hallelujah, Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, you are the Lord, Jehovah Nissi, you are the banner over us, and the banner over us is love. Thank you for being our peace, peace in the midst of chaos. You're Jehovah Shalom, and today we claim, receive, and accept the peace of God that passes all understanding in Jesus' matchless, adorable, mighty name. Be glorified, hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm going to pray one prayer, and then I'm going to turn it over to Sister Arthur for 5 minutes, and after that, amen, I want Sister Purdy to take it for 5 minutes in Jesus' mighty name, and believing that God is going to do the absolute supernatural, miraculous, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Our prayer is going to be for a victorious mindset, for a victorious mindset. Of course, Proverbs 23:7 declares that as he thinketh, amen, as he thinketh, so is he. We say that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his, amen, bless God, heart is not with thee. So we said, as a man thinketh in his heart. And then Philippians 2 and verse number 5. That's right, Philippians 2 and verse 5. We all know that scripture quite well. Amen. To let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Today we're praying for a victorious mindset so that we don't lose the momentum that we had. Our minds are remain fixed, steadfast, unmovable, and continue to have the desire to abound in the work of the Lord. That's 1 Corinthians 15. Hallelujah. So we want to be able to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Amen. Galatians 5. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Say, Father, lift your right hand. Say, Father, today I thank you not just for a mind, but for a victorious mindset. That is, whatever comes upon me, I win. I am victor this week. I am more than a conqueror. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind up any tormenting spirit that tries to infiltrate my mind. I bind up any spirit, any alien spirit, Lamb of God, hallelujah, that try to infiltrate our thought life. We paralyze it right now, neutralize, hallelujah, its Lord effects and its assignment in the name of Jesus. God, we cover, hallelujah, bless God, our minds in the peace of God. Father, we decree and declare that we sleep well every night and experience angelic visitation from heaven, where you download into our mind things, hallelujah, from heaven, from which we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that when we wake up, our minds is in heavenly places, that Father, where we are seated at the right hand of God. Thank you this morning that we rose up this morning, Lord, hallelujah, lifting our minds and our heads unto the hill from which cometh our help, knowing our help comes from you, Lord. God, we decree and declare that we're walking in new realms, and we declare that we are, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, not stuck in neutral. Physically, whether it's physically, spiritually, psychologically, whether it's financially, humble city, in the name of Jesus, whether it's relationships, whether it is, Lord, having to deal with anything business-wise, we are not stuck. Our minds, hallelujah, is propelled into glory. Our minds is propelled into success. Our minds is propelled into victory. We refuse to think that we are down. We are head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are blessed coming in, blessed going out. In the fruit of our body, increase of our kind, hallelujah, we will begin to accelerate in every area of our life. Our children, our grandchildren, hey, hallelujah, our great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, uncles, aunts, hallelujah, anyone connected to us by, amen, divine assignment or by default, we decree and declare, Father, that they are blessed because of us. My God, we decree our lineage is filled with financial and spiritual wealth, our children, despite what it looks like now. Hallelujah, they are overcomers and not overcome. In Jesus' name, nothing can stop my feet. Nothing can stop me. Now, I am unstoppable. I'm unmovable. Ekambo shata. Leke, your husband is unmovable. Your daughter is unmovable. Hallelujah, your wife is unmovable. Your children are unmovable. Everything connected to you is unmovable. Kuba seke. Father, we thank you. We have the mind of Christ. And therefore, Lord God, we are not going under. We are going over. And we decree and declare today, not are we conquerors. We are more than. We're more than what we go through. We're more than what we face. We're more than any rejection. And we're more than any, Lord Jesus, hurt. We're more than our past. We're more than, Lord Jesus Christ, every negative word. We are more than. We're more than, Lord Jesus Christ, what people think of us. We are more than our failures, our bloopers, our blunders. We're more than our shortcomings. We're more than our insecurities and our proclivities. We are more than today. We're more than conqueror in every situation. And we lift up our head, hallelujah, and say, the Lord be magnified in us. And we decree and declare that not only cannot anything stop us, but God, nothing can take dominion over us in the earth. We decree that every word spoken over our life, hallelujah, that is not God, hallelujah, it comes to the ground, it falls and dies, it dries up, it withers at the root, it's nullified, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we yet decree and declare every spoken word over our life, even through these prayer calls, even through these declarations, even through these Lord Jesus Christ commands, even through these decrees that have been given by Prophet Brian Carter, through you, Lord Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that those words will take speed right now in our life and come to pass now, in the name of Jesus. My God, I feel his presence in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Arthur, go ahead and take it. Hallelujah. You have to 6:23. Come on.
Amen. To God be the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are praying on this morning that you will continue to keep us with the mindset of prayer and that we will continue to allow ourselves to be clothed in prayer. As we've heard our prophet decree and declare throughout these 30 days that the ends of the times are upon us, O God, and that there are things that are coming upon the earth, O God, that we must be prepared for, but nothing can happen on earth unless we pray. And Father God, your word declares in Luke, the 18th chapter and the first verse, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint. Glory to God. And also in 1 Thessalonians, glory, hallelujah, 5:17, pray without ceasing. So, Father, as we lift our right hand in the name of Jesus, right now we pray that you would continue to have us in the vein and in the attitude of prayer, that we will not let go of the horns of the altar in this season. Lord God, equip us, strengthen us for what is to come. Right there, we're going to pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you this morning. We thank you that you are God, and beside you there is no other, O Father. And we thank you for this channel and this vehicle called prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, as you posture us and as you position us, O God, with a mind, O God, to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways, O God, we command heaven that it move. We command in the name of Jesus that everything that we pray for the last 30 days, O God, that it shall line up and that it shall come to pass. Lord God, we thank you that you are giving us a burden to pray. Even after these days of prayer, God, have come to an end, O God, that we will continue in the word that we have been given through our set man and through the word of God itself, that men ought to always pray and not to faint, O God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help us to turn our plate down and help us to focus on you in this season and in this time. Lord God, as we set everything before you in prayer, as we come up with our strategies, as we come up with our business ideas, O God, as we launch out into our ventures, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, as we cast our visions even for the upcoming year, O God, we pray right now for an anointing, O God, to pray effectively, to pray fervently, O God, to pray until there is a prayer that is broken, that breaks every hold and every stronghold and every chain, O God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those who have family members, O God, that are dealing with situations right now, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that we'll learn how to take those problems to you in prayer, O God, that we'll come boldly before the throne of grace and obtain the mercy and find the help that we need. Father, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be energized, that we'll be empowered through the process of prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us the strategies in prayer. Give us the arsenals that we need in our prayers, O God. Give us the words that we need, God. Help us to use the word of God as an effective tool and an instrument, O God, to demolish our enemy, O Father. For we know that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we pull those strongholds down in prayer, O God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of disbelief through the power of prayer, O Father. Lord God, help us to be intentional in our prayers. In the name of Jesus, help us to get out of our own mind and our own mindset when it comes to praying, O God, believing you and seeking you, O God. Lord God, your word tells us in Mark 11 that when we pray, that when we come to you, we are to believe that we receive that we pray for, O God. In the name of Jesus, spirit of truth, gird us and undergird us as we pray and as we intercede, O God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help us to not only be prayer warriors, but to be intercessors, O God, for those that are in need, O God. You said in Ezekiel that you look for a man to stand in the gap before you, O God, that would make up the hedge, O Father. And right now we pray for fervent prayer, consistent prayer, O God, accurate prayer, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would mobilize us in prayer, O God. Cause us, O Father, to be as pillars of prayer, O Father. In the name of Jesus, that we'll pray in our homes, that we'll pray on our jobs, that we'll pray in our marketplaces, that we'll pray in our churches, O God. In the name of Jesus, that we will
hearing because we don't see what we believe we're praying for, oh God. But Lord God, your word tells us that Ikasoya in the book of Hebrews, God, that there were those that obtained a good report. And even though they obtained a good report, they did not obtain, oh God. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we are not as those that pray, as those that do not believe we will receive, Father. But we pray, God, and we pray believing, God, that everything that you are Ikasoya, everything that you said in your word, it belongs to us, oh God. This is your will and your purpose for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And I hear the songster saying, it's me again, Lord, with a prayer, and I need an answer. It's me again, Lord, with a prayer, with a problem that I cannot solve. But I don't mean to bother you, but there's something that I must do. I need your help to pull me through. It's me again, Lord. Hey, halamosi, hey, hashataha. Oh, God, we come before your throne of grace. I come to give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on this morning. I give honor to our pastor, our overseer, our man of God, and we just give God all the glory and all the honor and all the praise from whom all blessings flow. I'll be coming from James 3:6, and I'll be talking about praying about governing our tongue. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke the fire, the tongue, God, that is set on hell, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We dethrone where it produces disturbances and agitations in the name of Jesus, causing a great blaze and large disastrous conflicts and wars and intense wars, God, that need not be in the name of Jesus. Father, we rebuke and we dethrone, God, every tongue that has come against this prayer call, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, God, the tongue, God, hey, that has become a system of iniquity. Hey, God, that is set on fire the whole course of life, God, in Jesus' name. And Father, which is set on fire by Satan, we dethrone it now by the supreme sacrifice in the blood of Jesus. Father, Satan, Jesus, he knows, God. Oh, God, Satan, Paul, he knows, Lord. Father, Satan, Pastor Brian Keith Kahn, he knows, God. Father Satan, Kingdom City Church, he knows, God. Father Satan, this prayer call, he knows, Father. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, let the imitation sons of Sceva, God, be ripped, torn, and be beheaded from this prayer call in the name of Jesus, with their false pride and their vain hope and their lies and their underhanded deception. Let it be blotted out now, Lord, by the finger of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we override, God, where astral projections were sent out to govern thought patterns, to speak contrary concerning this prayer call in the name of Jesus. We dethrone, God, where the enemy is still beguiling, God, and the cops are still crowing because of whosoever, God, is denying Jesus, God, because of whosoever, God, is denying the word of God, Lord, where your word is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even into the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and as a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we deny, we rebuke, God, where the enemy and whosoever is denying, God, where man ought to always pray and not faint, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we rebuke, God, where they are denying that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father and interceding on our behalf concerning this prayer call. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we uproot and we dethrone and we disengage all monitoring devices, all eavesdroppers. Oh God, let them have a deaf ear now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we uproot every peeping Tom spirit. Let their eyes be blotted out, Lord, by the sword of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father, you said a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A according to Proverbs 15:4, in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke the breach in the spirit, God, that has come against this prayer call, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, according to your word, God, that's true and holy and undefiled. In Proverbs 12:18, you said, there is that speaking like the person of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is helper, where they got whispering and evil surmises that want to come against this call, God. We override it, and we call forth the tongue of truth, God, to make the righteous cause of this prayer call clear, God, going out and coming in, lying down and rising up. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every corrupt communication that proceeded out of the mouth of whosoever, God. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, let it not stand, God. Hey, let it not be effective, God, but let it fall to the ground, Father, and be broken into pieces, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and we declare that every knee shall bow and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, concerning this prayer call, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that this prayer call, Lord, is sealed in whatsoever is true, God, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. Oh, God, we call forth the divine virtues of this prayer call, Lord, to make a statement in earth, Lord, as it is in heaven, God, that it change, God, the trajectory of the economic system, that it change, God, the highways and byways in hedges, God, causing man to look towards the hills, hey, from which cometh their help, saying, what must I do to be saved, Lord, in the name of Jesus? Father, we call forth the praise of victory. That that's what we'll think on, God, concerning this prayer call, God. That's what our tongues will speak on, God, those things that are on high, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we rebuke the retaliation and the appeal of the enemy from off of this prayer call in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, because they love not the Lord Jesus Christ and his righteous cause concerning this prayer call, Father. Oh, God, let them be, God.
Hallelujah.
And hey, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank God for, amen, them praying, taking us to another place. And God, we love him. We appreciate him. We're getting ready to get off of here. Amen. We want to, amen, close this prayer out. Amen. Lifting up the set, man, realizing that the enemy has strategic plans, highlighted form, and we are going to cause those plans to be dwarfed. We're causing those plans to be nullified, dismantled, and in fact destroyed in Jesus' name. We want to seal this prayer today with, amen, Ephesians 6:10. And that's where Paul said, finally, in other words, this is the last thing I want to say. After telling you everything that you have, all the blessings, the great things that God has done for you, he surmised it with, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we are praying. Not only are we clothed in our armor, but we're praying for the man of God as he travels. Amen. We're praying that God would infuse him with divine strength. And we're praying that, amen, lest God, no weapon formed against him will prosper. As we pray for him, amen, whatever we sow, we become, amen, bless God, recipients of the harvest. So there's a boomerang anointing that as we pray and lift him up, God will bless you and yours. Lift your right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today we clothe ourselves with the whole armor of God, which is a mind thing. For as we think warrior spirit, we think with a warrior mentality. Say, Father, we pray for our leader. We pray for the set man, the visionary, the keeper of the gate, and the voice to bring heaven and earth together. Bless him, cover him, protect him, his family, and all of those connected to him. And as you do for him, we accept that you have sent it back to us. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and praise as we prepare to depart from Lord Jesus Christ this airway, but not from the presence of his majesty. We thank you right now that you have caused us to be enlisted into the spiritual army of God. We now take our rightful position and we start to get putting ourselves in formation. We got Jesus lined up, and we, Lord, set up a perimeter right now around Prophet Brian Keith Carr Jr., around his family, his mother, his father, his loved ones, those that are connected near and dear to him. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lamb of God, for his safe travel right now. Hallelujah. And every assignment, every conference that the enemy has set up at the table, we overthrow it now. In Jesus' name, every Lord Jesus Christ spirit that would devise his demise, we sit back and dismantle, disrupt, and we destroy it in the matchless name of Jesus. Lamb of God, we thank you, Lord, that you continue to cause him to be a light to the church, to be a beacon, to keep people from Lord Jesus Christ shipwrecking, hallelujah, their souls on the rocks of life. Thank you for him being Lord Jesus Christ, a mouthpiece bringing heaven and earth together. And we stand, Lord Jesus, as Lord Jesus' watchmen on the wall. We stand as sentinels, as guards, and we decree and declare, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against him, a family, his family, our family, shall be able to prosper. We thank you right now, mighty majesty, hallelujah, that it is in fact already done. God, as we prepare to, Lord Jesus, start this day, we give you praise and glory that we are not worried about anything. Father God, we come against retaliatory spirit, whiplash and backlash, hallelujah, from every assignment of the enemy. And we decree and declare your work is nullified, is halted. It is not in operation. We detach, hallelujah, every evil demise, hallelujah, that have been set in motion. We detach it now from whatever Lord Jesus Christ source it is that is to bring it. And we decree and declare by the time it gets to him, and to us, it is empty. It is broken. It is, Lord, ineffective, inefficient, inadequate, kotaye, and it will not work. In the name of Jesus. Well, we bless the Lord for you. We give God glory for every one of you. You have a good and a godly day. But what good is a good day, except it is also a godly day? Let's remember, hallelujah, these prayer points that have gone for today. Amen. And let's war a good warfare with them. We're standing in the gap. We're making up the hedge for the land and for the people. Hallelujah. And we're praying and believing, God, that you maintain, hallelujah, everything that you obtain. Hallelujah. In Jesus' matchless name. We will see you at 6 p.m. Prophet will be, amen, on at 6 p.m. Let's keep him in prayer as he's traveling. Houston, make it your business to have every face in the place. Amen. To be up under there. Let's support our man of God as he takes the time to come out and fly there. You only stay 30, 40, maybe 15, 20 minutes away. Hallelujah. Make it your business to be under that canopy of anointing. In Jesus' name. Amen. You're blessed. You're favored. Amen. The Lord is with you. You're more than a conqueror and you're unstoppable. In Jesus' name. More grace.